It's March 2023 and Firehouse has travel tips for pet owners. So whether you're vacationing with your cat or your dog, you are ready to go. We've broken down these tips into 3 to 6 months before travel, what to do the week of travel, and what to do the day of travel. So about 3 to 6 months before your travel, you're going to want to know a few things. First, know about booking rules and regulations on planes, trains, and automobiles. They all have safety guidelines for pet travel. If you're flying, know that airlines may not allow pets if the departure or arrival temperature is extreme. Breed restrictions may also apply, and be prepared to check your stroller alongside your bags. You also know that many airports now have animal-friendly rest and potty areas while you're waiting for your flight to depart. Finally, know that some U.S. states and all international travel require a health certificate. Timelines and guidelines vary, so it's important you call us with your questions about 3 to 6 months before you travel, and we can kickstart the process for you. If you're a client rewards member at Firehouse, we'll offer unlimited health certificates within the continental United States. If you're road tripping in the U.S., research pet-friendly hotels along the way or at your final stop. We have lots of tips coming up in the What to Pack section for road trips. And then finally, if you're taking a train, know that trains have restrictions when it comes to pets, so check with your provider. Some trains will allow small companions only if they're in a carrier. Another trip tip for 3 to 6 months before travel is microchipping your pet. This form of permanent ID ensures a fond reunion if your cat or dog gets lost while you're vacationing. And if your pet already has a microchip, just verify that the contact information is up to date. The last thing we'd love you to do 3 to 6 months before travel is calling us if you have a kitten, a puppy, a senior pet, or an anxious pet. We want to ensure that your pet is healthy enough for travel if they're older and is happy en route to your destination. If they're younger, we can just offer tips to get them used to a car or flying or a train. We can also offer tips and product advice and prescribe meds to support fearful or anxious pets. So here are the things to pack the week of travel, and you're going to want to think about this for a few days so you don't forget anything at home. Don't forget your vaccination records. Bring all of your vet medications, prescription pet medications, parasite prevention meds, and Firehouse blogged about ticks last year in 2022 if you want to brush up on the basics of parasites. Don't forget your pet carrier or harness. We've blogged about why a dog car seat and a cat carrier can help keep your pet safe on trips. Don't forget your water bowl and water. Don't forget treats and food. Remember poop bags or a travel side litter box with its scoop. Bring favorite toys. You can bring a doggy bed and blankets for road trips. And then finally, a trash bag, paper towels, and disposable gloves for unexpected messes. Waterproof seat covers can also help on car trips, as well as disposable diapers for older pets. The other thing you can do the week of travel is to research vets within 30 minutes of your vacation spot. If you're going to the Denver area, which many Texans do, Firehouse has a sister hospital named Goodheart with 2 locations in Denver. And you can find out more about Goodheart at goodheart.vet. All right, so the third tip, it's the day of travel. And what you should know about making your pet a success while you travel are the following 3 tips. 1, exercise your pet, whether you're driving, flying, or taking a train, so they can sleep while on the move. We advise that you play with your cat or dog before you leave the house so they're tired. You're also going to want to feed your pet, but note that pets can get nauseous, so feed them a small meal about 3 to 4 hours before travel. An empty stomach will minimize the risk of nausea and vomiting. Finally, if you're road tripping, plan to stop every 2 hours for about 15 to 30 minutes. This will let your pet stretch their legs, enjoy fresh air, and have a potty break. As much as possible, limit or minimize the time your pet spends in the car alone. Know that your pet can overheat in the summer, which is from about 70 degrees and hotter, and get too cold in the winter, about 35 degrees or colder. So call us anytime. Firehouse has lots of tips and information we can give to you. There are 7 Firehouse locations in the Austin area, and you can find out more about those locations at firehouse.vet.